SBS عربي 24.
مهرجان الفيلم الأرمني اللي بينطلق الأسبوع المقبل في سيدني في 6 أيلول/سبتمبر.
وبسعدنا أنه معانا اليوم أحد أعضاء اللجنة, one of the committee members, نادية بيكاريان.
نادية, can you tell us more about the Armenian Film Festival?
The Armenian Film Festival, Australia's fourth year that we've had. This is the biggest festival that we've had so far. We've got 12 feature films and 7 shorts. What's really exciting for us this year is that for the first time, in addition to being in Sydney, we're also taking the festival to Melbourne in October as well. And this year we have the highest amount of guests that we've had in the history of our festival. We're inviting guests from overseas as well as having local people, both from the industry and from the community. Our opening night is being attended first by our premier, so Gladys Bogdekian, mm-hmm. which we're very excited and honoured to have her at our festival.
It's good to see people of Armenian heritage participating, and Gladys Bogdekian has always been of those big supporters to ethnic communities in general, not just Armenians.
Yes, absolutely. She's a real supporter of multiculturalism and the success that it brings. Having her as well at our festival, it really shows that it's something that Armenians can be proud of and that it's for everybody else as well. So being Lebanese myself is an indication of how warm and inviting the Armenian community is. I very much feel a part of the community. We're looking forward to being able to share the Armenian community and all the films that we've got with people of all backgrounds.
And to celebrate the culture of Armenians, I'm sure Stephanie would agree, but back in the Middle East, Armenians have always been part of the fabric of, sure. of the Arabic countries, especially Lebanon.
Absolutely. There's a lot of Armenians that are from Lebanon. Some of the people in our committee have got a background as well from Lebanon and from countries around the Middle East. They've always been very proud of the countries that so warmly took them in, and they've been very keen to contribute back. It's why so many of our films are from countries outside of Armenia as well. So Armenians have spread throughout the world and have made a success and held on to their heritage.
Tell us more, Nadia, about the films that are going to be featured in the festival.
So our opening night film is called Lorik. It stars the Armenian cinema royalty, Michael Bohosian. It's a really great film. It's quite unusual. It has a slight Alice in Wonderland type theme running through. It's about an egocentric actor who, without giving too much away, through some misfortune, has the opportunity to see through the eyes of other people and create some empathy that he never had before. It really challenges what people might think comes out of Armenia in relation to films. With interest particularly to your listeners, I would say that we have a film from Egypt this year. We're also bringing the guests out to Australia. The film is called We Are Egyptian Armenians. It's mm-hmm. a documentary, and it highlights the history of the Armenians in Egypt, the pride that they've had in growing up in that country, and what they were able to do in their community to still be able to hold on to their community and to their culture.
I'm very interested to watch the movie. What I find really impressive about Armenians, they do appreciate the communities and the Arab countries that welcome them, but at the same time, they maintain their culture, the language, and their connection to Armenia.
Very much so. And I know from representatives in the community just how much they appreciate being able to maintain their culture when they're in another country and to contribute positively as well. We're really excited about this documentary coming from Egypt, with having both the guests, so Wahid Sobhi and Hanan Azat, are both going to be here. They'll be offering Q&A after the documentary when it's shown. So in Sydney, the festival is held at Top Riot Events Cinema. Mm-hmm. In Melbourne next month, we'll be at the Rivoli.
In Sydney, it starts on the 6th, yeah?
Yes, so it starts on the 6th. The film on the 6th, we're opening with a tribute to Charles Aznavour. So I'm sure that's a very familiar name to the listeners.
Of course.
Having a year since his passing, it's a tribute documentary for Sydney. We're having a live performance as well before the film with one of our very talented singers who has some Aznavour songs in his repertoire, and we're very honoured to be able to have him singing. And then we have Egyptian Armenians the following day, and we have additional guests also coming from Hollywood. We have the film Searching that is coming back to Australia. So the producers of that, Sev and Natalie, are going to be here again for our opening night and offering Q&A the next day. We're having another film called My Big Fat Armenian Family, which is a very light comedy from 10 years ago, originally made on a very low budget.
I'm sure it's going to be very interesting because, you know, all those movies of two different cultures colliding together and all the funny moments in between.
People find a lot of synergies within their own culture. It's just great to be able to go out, enjoy yourself, have a great time, immerse yourself in another culture. Who doesn't love a great movie?
Thank you so much, Nadia.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for all your efforts, and we wish you all the luck.
أخبرونا برأيكم. قيموا هذا البودكاست على الآيتيونز. إنها ستساعد الآخرين في العثور علينا.